Not very often in the month of May do we see the warm temperatures and sunny skies like we experienced over the weekend. And that great weather coincided with the lifting of some restrictions imposed to stop the spread of COVID-19. The city's parks were teeming with people, delighted to be allowed to expand their bubble and really spend time outdoors. St. John's City Councilor Jamie Korab is the lead for community services. He joins me live by phone this morning. Councilor Korab, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for having me on. And it is quite the gray, foggy day out there today.
So, Councilor, over the weekend, it was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And I was just kind of, how would you describe the weekend when it came to, you know, the use of city parks?
Yeah, we heard from staff and we're in constant chat, Councilor, with staff. You know, on May 29th, the walkthrough only restrictions were lifted in municipal parks, but we, you know, certainly encouraged and mentioned to people that all government restrictions associated with level 4 still in effect. We're not moving until level 3 until June 8th. That's providing the next week goes well. So, you know, activities that require contact, including team sports, were not permitted. I didn't see much of that happen myself. Basically, outdoor activities, walking, hiking, riding, were encouraged as long as physical distance could be maintained. And I think that was done for the most part, you know, realizing that people have been, you know, a lot of people have been cooped up and been isolating and staying within the bubble since March. You know, the weather certainly brings them out. People want to get back to normal, but, you know, until there's a vaccine and things are sorted, it's going to be a new normal for a while. I know that's a phrase a lot of people don't like to hear, but basically all our recreation facilities in the park must remain closed. Swimming pools, pools, picnic areas, playgrounds, and skate parks. Duck pond is still closed, and, you know, we obviously ask people to follow and respect the public health advisories. So there was a lot of people out, which is great to see, but, you know, at the same time, we want to remind people they need to ensure the physical distancing and stay within their bubble.
Yeah, so further to that, what behavior do you expect of people using these city parks during this pandemic?
Yeah, well, we'd like people to, you know, you're allowed to use the park. Right now, you're probably technically not supposed to congregate. We're taking all our direction, basically, from the provincial government, the public health authority, and Dr. Fitzgerald. You know, if people stop to have a picnic with them and their friends or people in their bubble, you know, it's hard to say no to those people. When we have big congregations of 15 and 20 people, that's certainly outside your bubble, and that's something that can spread, you know, the virus. So we ask people to certainly not do that. You know, things like the Bannerman Park Loop is now open for 15 patrons. So if kids want to walk on the loop or ride their bike on the loop, but we certainly ask them to, you know, you can't have 50 or 60 people going around that. And, you know, we want people to get out and enjoy it. It's been a trying few months. The weather is nice for your mental and physical health. We want them to get out. But, you know, also respect others in the park. Not everyone is comfortable with the relaxed regulations and restrictions. So, you know, someone may be apprehensive of being approached by someone else. So, you know, we certainly ask for people's cooperation in that.
Yeah, and what did you think of the weekend? Were people observing these social distancing rules?
I think for the most part, the people were. You know, it's like anything, you know, there's always a small percentage of people that, you know, in this case, either didn't know they weren't allowed to do it or just said, it's a nice day, I'm not hurting anyone, I'm away from everyone. But I think by and large, people were. I think people get it. You know, we've had daily updates now for 2 months. It's all over the news everywhere. So I think most people get the severity of it. You know, but again, sometimes you do have people. And we certainly encourage, if they see something that goes against what the provincial health authority have said, we, you know, the COVID-19 website is the place to go to report any incidents you see that are contrary to the regulations.
And there's been a lot of, you know, public reporting about different complaints, you know, when people might see a license plate from out of province driving around. Did you find did the city receive many complaints to its 311 number?
Not that I'm aware of there. We don't ticket moving violations at the city or anything of that nature. So, you know, if we did get any calls there, they were likely instructed to call the RNC or go to the COVID-19 provincial government page. You know, I know it's different for some students. You know, there's someone dating a member of my family. They're a student from outside the province in Atlantic Canada. And, you know, I'm not sure if you're a student, if you had to change your plates. I know if you're working here, you do. So, you know, there could be people that live here that have states that out of province plates that live here. So, you know, I think people need to be cautious and cognizant of that as well. And it also could be someone moving home that had a car from away. So, but we wouldn't get into that at the city. That would be something at the provincial and RNC level.
And you did mention, yeah, how the city, you know, wouldn't ticket for, you know, moving tickets and whatnot. But our city employees going to be patrolling these parks to, you know, to look for people in violation of these social distancing rules?
Not so much to go and enforce and look for people violating. Our park staff go around. We've got a number at Barring Park, and Barring Park's got a large amount. I believe it's over a dozen staff members there throughout the summer. And they're certainly, when they see people that it looks like they're not obliging by the regulations, they're letting them know. You know, with the expanded bubble now, with the double bubble with six people added, you know, that's a fair amount of people. You know, they're not equipped as enforcement officers, so they can't make people leave. But our employees are going around and warning people and reminding people. And a lot of times when you mention to someone, they don't realize they're within that 6 feet and they step back or they keep walking. So people by and large have been receptive from what I can understand with city staff.
And Councillor Korab, we literally just came across a picture moments ago. And just wondering if you're aware of graffiti down at the Loop in Bannerman Park.
It hasn't been brought to my attention. It's unfortunately something that happens from time to time. Councillor Stapleton is she's in a graffiti. I believe it's our graffiti task force, so I'll certainly make her aware of it. It happens, you know, when it does happen. If people want to report it to a councillor or 311, we have staff there. We can send them a look at it. But it's unfortunate that this stuff happens. It's, you know, I mentioned before, it's a very small percentage of people. Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to go back to some of the rules and regulations that are in place at different parks. Picnic tables and playgrounds, they're still off limits, like you mentioned. Is there any plans to change that, or will that, of course, like you mentioned, come from the Chief Medical Officer of Health?
Yeah, so June 8th, you know, providing the next week goes well, and we keep the numbers low, and great job for everyone in the province for doing that. But at level 3, details, we haven't released any details from the city yet. Any changes we make will be, as we said, in accordance with the health guidelines. We're still waiting direction on things like day camps, outdoor swimming pools, and what's considered a medium and brisk sports. The outdoor activities, team fields can open, spectators can, you know, watch as long as they keep their physical distancing. Summer day camps will open, but, you know, that could be limited numbers and things. The outdoor pools, looks like they can be open, but again, with limited numbers. Playground equipment in municipal parks is not to be used, so that's something that the province had said, just with the amount of kids, in close proximity, touching different surfaces that, you know, the virus could stay on for hours, if not days. So that's something right now that, you know, we're taking direction from there. As soon as we have direction from the province, we're able to communicate it. We want to give people as much time as possible and let them know what the province is, you know, wants us to do. Because at the end of the day, we have to go with the health officials. They're the experts here.
And Councillor Korab, I am up against the clock, but I just want to squeeze in one final question. VOCM received multiple reports of one local brewery giving out free beer in Bannerman Park over the weekend. Was that a concern for you?
Alcohol and whatnot, I mean, that does fall under a province. You're not allowed to have open beer as set up by the RNC, inner city parks, and as under the City Act, whatnot. We don't allow alcohol in the parks. Anytime alcohol is in any parks, it has to go through the NLC. There's a process for it. Were people taking them and bringing them home? Was it a good gesture? Probably. Is it a good gesture? Yes. But I certainly wouldn't encourage handing out alcohol in a park. There's things like making sure they're of age. Will people drink it in the park? So, it's something I certainly wouldn't encourage. I'm all for local businesses, you know, getting out. They need to make money in this, you know, this trying economic time right now. But it's something I'd like to not see in the park. That's for sure, yeah.
Okay, St. John's City Councillor Jamie Korab, thank you very much for this morning.
My pleasure. Take care.